18, miscellaneous staff reports.
So I have a couple of items. One, the board recently communicated with Cicera that they're not going to be able to continue to have Cicera on a long-term basis.
The county, she means the county.
Did I say Cicera?
You said the board.
Oh.
Figure out which board.
You know, the board.
Long-term basis.
On a long-term basis, under their workers' compensation plan. So it went before the county board of supervisors yesterday, and they granted a 180-day extension, which is sufficient time for us to find a carrier for workers' comp insurance. We already met with one insurance broker. We have a meeting scheduled with another one. But I just wanted to.
Wasn't Small World Insurance, was it?
So Gail, who in your staff?
No, it's Big World.
Who in your staff will have to, will be responsible for searching this out?
Generally, Kurt handles insurance, but right now it's Kurt and myself.
I will offer some assistance with that if you feel like you need some help, because I've done a lot of that.
Okay.
Although this, our people aren't working on the top of houses and buildings, so the rate can be much, much.
I've worked on a variety of classifications.
And then I am continuing to work with the county on a service agreement. We hope to have something in the next few weeks brought to the board. And also, since Raleigh was mentioning publishing salary schedules for employers, we will be bringing in the next couple of weeks to the board our salary schedule to be published on our website, since we are now a new employer. And also, in preparing for the website, we're going to be taking a look at, not only are we going to be working on design, but also updating, making sure that all of our content is up to date. And at some point, I'll be having you look at your bios and make sure there's no updates you want. And we can also look at updating photos as well.
Remove some of the degrees you claimed before.
Going to adopt the three-year rule, the picture had to have been taken within the last 3 years.
High school photos.
Yeah.
Or at least the color of the hair.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Being airbrushed out.
Kurt, anything?
Color of hair.
This Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will be publishing the December CPI, so we'll know what the retiree code will be as soon as that's published in 30 days. So we'll have that for you in the future, but if you want to make a call, we'll see what numbers are, I can let you know.
On Friday?
Friday morning, bright and early, 5:30.
5:30.
Good, I'll call you at 9:00.
Is that something we'll put on the website?
Which number is it?
Yeah, it's on their website, BLS website.
No, but I mean, will it go on our website? Will we put on, you know?
No, not till it's approved.
Not necessarily. It'll come to us for approval.
Approval.
Oh, we have to approve it.
What the increase is.
Okay. Vicki, anything in the county?
We've been really busy. Let's see, working on.
Counting stuff.
Not yet. Just ongoing with our new accounting upgrade, just getting used to how we get our information. We had a gap of 67,068 yesterday, top there. Thank you. It was a pretty good turnout. A lot of people called in as well. We're working on some projects, funding, some ledger projects. We're doing it for year end. We're working with our auditors to get ready for the audit. We're also going to be new for us in town is working with the budgets. We're trying to get our budgets in so that each of the managers can monitor their information through our accounting system. And down three people, and we'll start working on capper work shortly.
You're down three people? And have they put out job announcements yet?
Yeah, we're in the interview process for one of the classifications.
What percentage of your staff would that represent? Like, how big is your staff? Maybe 3, 10%, 20, 30?
Seven of us right now.
And you're down three?
So 30%.
Is that included the three or is it?
I've got approval of, for two more accountants. I did lose an accountant, so I was able to bring one in, but I had hoped that person would help with 67, 68 work. But then we lost someone to.
So two new positions.
To the John's points, 10 is a full staff?
Yes, I believe. Yes.
Okay. Raleigh, any? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I still come to work with a smile on my face.
Good for you. Raleigh, anything else?
Nothing additional stuff.
Okay. Anything new?
Yes, Anne has started with us. She's the new admin HR coordinator, so she's been learning a lot.
Okay.
Does she have an accounting background, or?
No, I'm sorry.
No poaching.
Where did you come from?
Well, sadly to say, after listening to you all, health services personnel.
We'll get into it.
What are we talking about?
All that you're
talking
about.
She'll be serving on call status.
You made the right choice.
Karen, anything?
I can't think of anything that we disclose publicly.
You okay? Tim?
Quick update on PIMCO. We had said we'll have them on watch for 6 months or so. We want to see if there's any personnel departures. We have had one personnel departure this week. Samuel Parikh, who is the portfolio manager there, he was kind of a... He is the most notable departure to date. He's not one of their chief investment officers, but he was a portfolio manager there. He was the portfolio manager for our Stocks Plus return strategy. He'll be leaving on Friday, and we're working with Timco to get a reassignment of the portfolio manager responsibilities there. We'll probably go to a team-based approach, which is something we pushed Timco to do in the past. There'll be a memo once we have finalization of the team. That's what's going on.
To go to Janus?
Bonus, because you're in bonus.
I don't think he likes zero in bonus. There may have been an element of he might just have had enough, shockingly enough.
You never know.
So I will be down at PIMCO for a CIO conference kind of mid-March. I'll be able to report back to the board. We were supposed to have a staff member down at PIMCO today for a mini session, but Jeff decided he didn't want to travel because of... a new arrival. Congratulations.
What?
Numero uno?
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, came a little early.
All right.
But,
yeah. Boy, girl, what do we got?
Boy, Zachary Austin. Zachary. So he's working on getting his weight from 4.5 pounds to something higher than that. And
then what color socks is he wearing?
I was going to say.
Oh, you're rough.
He's kind of a barefooter right now.
Well, you can take some of your socks and just repurpose them as onesies, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah, you just cut out.
There you go. Take his legs through. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Bill Gross's departure wasn't as amicable as...
Bill thinks he's fired now. After Bill says he retired and then after he quit. So Bill seems to have a moving target of what happened to him in September. We know he's gone. We know he's banned from the building.
No.
Apparently he doesn't know where the Janus Fund money's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some revelation. Yeah, pretty interesting.
So he's funding his own account? Idea.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting surmise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piece of work.
Yeah. And it's just been brought to my attention that Gail has made it through 6 months with us.
Nice.
Hey. And she's still smiling.
She's on the same drugs Vicky's on.
You remember it's a 10-year probation period.
Very happy to be here.
Good.
We're happy to have you.
Harvey, anything?
No, thank
Nothing.
You.
No. Trustee comments, anybody? Gabe?
I do. I want to bring up the issue the Board of Supervisors raised, hoping Karen would be here, but she's not.
I'll speak for her.
Yeah.
As you always do.
I don't care if they're going to be back. But my concern is we have the members in our system that can give themselves a significant raise and retire in a year from now. Don't know if that's an issue. Don't know if we should be proactive or not. Anything we can do about it. I feel somewhat hypocritical when we bring in doctors and hazmat people, drilling them on their last year of final average salary, and we have a group of employers that, in fact, can do that. So I don't know if you should bring up an agenda item, discuss it, or it's nothing we can do about it.
It's my understanding, not to come to the defense of the board, you're talking about the Board of Supervisors, right?
Yeah, that 33%
because that's
raise.
That's where the law is written at this point.
Yeah.
They approve, you could change the law.
Yeah, maybe it's fine.
They're required to make their own salary adjustments.
Yeah, but are there any issues with Cyril, anything, where somebody can give themselves a certain raise and retire? They all probably retire in a year.
If they retire, they would fall under the statute that says we're looking to see if compensation was paid for enhanced benefits. The same statute applies to them, but if they retire.
Yeah. All right. You just leave the bad taste in my mouth that in a year from now, we're going to have people retiring with a 33% increase.
Plus.
The final 3 years.
Or final 3 years.
There was a board meeting on
yesterday.
So they rescinded.
And they rescinded their increase.
Yeah,
so they rescinded it. Did they authorize any? Because
no, they're going to look at it next meeting.
Yeah, they can.
They got Qua coming back with a
32% raise.
I mean, it's a shame it took 42,000 people to fill out a brochure. Mm-hmm. Fill out a petition. But yeah, okay.
And again, I wish Karen was here and give her insight on it, but. I don't want somebody from the media. I don't want somebody from the media coming in or asking us how this happens. The other question I had, and I spoke briefly with Gail via email, but I don't know if there's any other members can do that for themselves. I'm curious. So they're the only five members that can give themselves a significant raise and retire in a year from now. So it's another.
I don't know about the districts. I would think, but
I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to get it out there. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Our chiefs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everyone. That actually went quicker than I expected.
Okay.
We do have lunch.